Good morning. It's WRNW 329 monitoring.
WRWFB 489 from WSHM 738.
Good morning. This is WRWB 49. What's going on?
I just see more and more Halloween decorations as the days go on.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it's, should see Mount Clemens, man. They have, they do like a competition every year, and a lot of people have their decorations out.
Yeah, well, it's kind of cool, right? So the kids, I'm sure, dig it.
That, I think Romeo, too, has a, they got a competition that, that goes on as well. And a lot of people in the city of Romeo, they over-decorate and try to out, you know, pace each other in their competition.
Yeah, well, it's a good thing, right? So, Halloween was always a great, great thing as a kid back in my day. I mean, it's been ruined, unfortunately, by the shit who like to poison candy and crap, but anyways.
Yeah, you get a lot of sickos and weirdos out there that, you know, lace the candy, or they put pins and needles in, inside the, you know, they do all kinds of stuff, but it's like, man, what the heck?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the streets used to be filled, right? You would always have a house or two that wouldn't participate, you know, back in the day, but now it's like, it's a lost holiday because of that. I mean, there's still areas that are still heavy participants, but few and far in between.
Yep, that's pretty much it, too. My neighborhood, there's nobody that trick-or-treats.
Wow, there you go. It's pretty commonplace anymore not to do it versus doing it. That's the difference. Evolution in a bad way. This is where we are in society today compared to 1980 or the 70s or et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I know what you mean.
Coming up quick. What's today? The 13th. So I'm getting closer.
Yes, the 13th already. I was like, man, you know, this October's flying by quick. Pretty soon it's going to be November.
Yeah, time's moving quick. Hopefully the winter goes by just as quick.
Yeah, we can only hope. But usually, that's like the longest, seems like, especially January, just drags on.
Got a tailgater this morning.
No, I like to just lock my brakes up, you know. They want a tailgate? Well, guess what? You'll get a surprise.
Now, the problem is then they, you know, run into your vehicle and you got to deal with the damage, but, you know, you probably drive something nicer than they do. That's the other part of the problem.
Well, I got one of those racks that connect on the back of the trailer hitch with the platform. It's just a platform where you can haul stuff. So they would hit that first and sandwich their radiator.
They hit you hard enough, they'll smash it into the back of your car.
Well, it all depends. But, yep, I mean, some people, man, they just don't learn.
I can see it one of these days on the road, so...
understand what you were saying.
Yeah, but I heard the courtesy tone prematurely when I unkeyed, which means it dropped out before I unkeyed.
Yeah, well, you're fine now.
All right, very good.
Just watching the news right now, and they were saying that all the those hostages that Hamas has are all released back to Israel.
Yeah, you mean the ones they didn't kill?
Right, the ones they did not kill. The ones they killed, I'm guessing that they still have the bodies. They don't know yet. But, yeah, it's... That was a tragic situation.
Yep, just terrible.
Well, I guess no trolley yet this morning.
Hoop?
WSBT 754.
Oh, yeah. At this point, he would already be in the work, I think, at 1:45, but...
Who knows, he might have gotten an earlier start, or maybe a later start, I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
And they're saying, oh yeah, actress Diane Keaton, she passed away over the weekend, 79 years old.
Oh, Diane Keaton, yeah, okay.
I remember, you know, her being really popular back in the late 80s, early 90s, real popular.
Well, there's never a good time to die, but they had a good life, Mike.
Yeah, all the stars from, like, my childhood, they're all passing away. Who next? Jack Nicholson? Clint Eastwood?
Well, they're all up there.
Well, the one that might be next, you know, is Dick Van Dyke. I mean, he's what? 99?
Yeah, he's way up there.
I think, was it last year? He won an award for, like, a supporting actor role. So he's still acting.
Crazy.
You would think by that age, you'd want to just, you know, sit back, chillax, and just stay retired.
They've been doing it so long, Mike, they don't know anything else.
That's true.
WSHM 738, probably due for that.
WRWB 489.
WSGG 770, Shelby Township. You gentlemen have a fine, wonderful Monday. I'm already at my destination. I'm clearing out.
All right, good morning.
Yeah, all right there, Paul. We'll catch you later. And you can always jump in here any time, you know, and join the convo.
I think they automatically already know that, Mike.
Did you hear what our beloved governor did? No tax, no state tax on overtime and tips.
It's not the governor, is it? It's the president did that, I thought.
The president did federal. Our governor did state.
Oh, man. What a deal.
You're going to get a nice tax return next year.
Only if you work on tips or you have overtime, right?
Yes, and I work a lot of overtime.
Can you give me your bank account number?
The negative.
I tried, Mike. Go ahead.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's a good thing, you know, I mean, because really, though, they take all that money, and what do they really do with it besides line their pockets, right? Back over to the other poll.
Well, you know, that proves the point that we do have the money to fix the damn roads. So, I mean, if she could do this, the money's there. They're just lining their pockets.
Of course, been that way for eons. They've let the roads go to hell in a handbasket, basically. Now they're trying to fix them all. Well, a lot of them. All at one time, mind you. So, go drive in Ohio. The roads are beautiful. Mike?
Once you cross state lines there, you leave Monroe, it's like, wow, look at this. And it's like night and day. Heck, when my friend and I, we were, he had to pick up a load in Indiana, I rode along with him, and I'm like, man, Ohio, I mean, all these roads around here are like smooth sailing, you know, polished up, pristine road signs that you could actually see at night. You know, real bright road paint with that reflective stuff in it.
Not sure what's going on here. Things are going slow for some reason. And maybe just a temporary hold up here.
But, yeah, that's a great thing, man, that she's, well, should have been something she'd done in her first term. I mean, what, it took the president to, you know, to send it down the pipeline?
Seems like a copycat thing for sure, but not a bad thing, I suppose. All right, I don't know what's going on here, so this freeway is really backed up this morning.
The other Paul still in there?
Yeah, don't say Paul from Lakeview. This is is really bizarre. Now things are just going like the way they should be. I don't know, man. Try to figure it out sometimes. Two semis really jacking everything up.
Was there an accident or just people not knowing how to drive and just slowing things down?
People. That's the trouble. People. I don't know. Not really sure what the malfunction was, right? Couldn't tell. Just about 5 minutes away from my first stop here, my normal stop. So, being here for another 5 minutes or so.
Okay. All right, now they got the president over there. He's addressing the situation.
I didn't copy that. Your audio is a little light. What's that, Mike?
Sorry, there. No, I just said they got the president live right now in Israel addressing the situation.
Live at 5:55 in the morning?
Well, over there it's 12:55 p.m. in Israel.
Oh, he's over there.
Yeah, he's over there. Well, if it was over here, you best believe he'd be up on TV already at 6 o'clock in the morning. That guy never sleeps.
He does say that. He doesn't require a lot of sleep. Guy's got a lot of energy, man. See, that's the way you can be when you don't drink and you don't do drugs. You can be wide awake
at that age,
24/7.
You're still, you know, moseying around and dragging your feet.
Yeah, that's what happens when you don't drink and you don't do drugs. You can actually live a normal life.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever done any of them things. As far as I know, I don't think he has. Actually, you know what? No. I remember he had made a comment one day about, you know, how his brother was just, you know, horrible with that stuff, and, you know, he never wanted to go down that road.
Alcoholic, right? So, I don't think drugs was the issue. It was alcohol. Yeah, he did mention that.
We know a few alcoholics, quote unquote. Not good.
I don't really know them, know of them, yeah. I don't surround myself with those people, Mike, to tell you the truth. So, might know of them, but I don't know them. There's a difference.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm getting ready to make my stop at the donut shop. I don't know what I'm going to get today. A large coffee and maybe a Dunkin'-type donut. I don't know. We'll see. Anyways, we'll catch you later. Have a good one, Mike. I'll be listening out, WSHM 738.
Yeah, just get a Boston Green. All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49.
WSBI 432 monitoring.
WSEU202. Good morning to all.
Round this morning, Dave, WRU 850.
Good morning, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile and monitoring. Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257. I mean, mobile and monitoring.
WRUG, 28, copy. WRUU, 85. 290 WIUG 48, copy. IUG, waiting for radio check.
SGG 772 Shelby Township, mobile monitoring.
WRWB 49. Negative copy on WSCP 754. This is WRWB 49, and we're standby.
WRXQ 888 monitoring.
WRZN 493, mobile and monitoring.
Contact WSMD 793, WSIC 866, monitoring.
WSL 2 973, you got it on, Dave? WSL 2 973, Sir Dave, Sir Dave, Sir Dave, you got it on? And no response, 973, WSL 2 902. I'll be
WSCZ777 Mobile Monitor.
WSTG 772, monitoring.
WSIE 375 monitoring from Clinton Township.
Sound kind of choppy too, a little bit. I would say a little bit of static.
Okay. Thanks for responding. Thank you. Where is a WFIU-375? Okay. WSIE 375, Matt calling. WSIE 375, Central.
WSAQ 357, WSS.
WSIE 375, Matt calling. WSIE 375, Jensen.
WSAQ 357,